It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, Swap Shop is on the air. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and I hope you're having a good day. We had a great show this morning with Dr. Marilyn Kaufman, Coleman. I really got to learn that. But we talked about gardening, and, you know, my wife said to me, gardening in this month, in December? Yeah, you garden year-round. And now my wife doesn't enjoy gardening like I do. And so we had a great show. And I'm hoping to have Marilyn. She's agreed to come on next month. So we're going to keep this going. We're going to keep the excitement of having gardens going. And we'll talk about seeds and plants and what to do to get ready for your spring and next time, and we'll have a good time. Hey, if you're listening to this show, you might have something you want to sell, or something you want to give away, or something, some event you want to announce. And that's what we're here for. If you're if you have something, let's say you're trying to get rid of a pair of cross-country skis. Anyway, give us a call. You tell us, you know, you might say a little something about the skis, and do you have the boots and what size they are. But what you do is you give your phone number. We advertise it on the air, with your phone number on the air, and tell people they can call you, and you can tell them what price you want, or you can just say we'll negotiate, and hopefully we can get them sold for you. If they're hanging up in the basement and nobody's doing anything with it, you know, I don't know about you. I used to own a sporting goods store, and the cross-country skis, they always sold really well at the very first heavy snow. After that, they didn't sell at all because people found out how much hard work that is. But let's say you've got some cross-country skis you're trying to get rid of. Let us help you try and get rid of those. Might wait until it snows before we put that on the air, though. But you know, you can do anything. Or if you have an inside garage sale, or I know it's awful cold to have an outside garage sale right now, but the weather's supposed to pick up. It's supposed to get warmer. If you want to announce that, that'd be good. If you're having the Women's Society is having a bazaar at the church, give us a call and tell us where, when, and we'll be glad to put that on the air. If you're looking for something, let's say you're looking for a snowblower, you don't want to spend $500 for your snowblower. You want to spend about $100, or you want to spend $50, or whatever, or you want to buy a shovel. Give us a call and tell us what you're looking for, and maybe we can put you in connection with somebody that has just what you're looking for and is trying to sell it. Got somebody that just bought a new $1,000 snowblower and wants to get rid of their $500 one for $100. Maybe you can make a really good deal. So that's what we're here for. And all you have to do is call the radio station. The phone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And just tell us what you got. We'll be glad to do that. And we also have people that write in. Now, I noticed we didn't have Too many write-ins this week, but well, number one that we're going to do is if you have a little kiddo that wants to get something for wants to contact Santa Claus, and he will send you a return Santa Claus card. Address it to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1. That's 1. Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's just write to Santa Claus and give him your list of what you want. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, if you'd like a card from yours truly, and I notice we're getting quite a few cards up on the wall, send it to send a Christmas card to us at WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. Now, if you like us to read your message on the air, send it to that same address. You might put Swap Shop next to it so that we'll know. But if we open it up and see it's a notification about a church bazaar or something like that, we'll know. We'll know you're not sending us a Christmas card. Just send it to us, and we'll be glad to put it on the air and get rid of it for you, or tell people about your bazaar, or find something for you. I'd like to find a really fancy sailboat. Now, we do not do boats, cars, guns, houses, anything that requires a some sort of state registration or federal registration. We won't do those, but we'll do anything else. And we'll advertise any event that's going on as well, as long as it's for a nonprofit organization or something like that. We won't announce your rock and roll show that you're going to put on and make a lot of money on it. That's something you're going to have to pay somebody to do, okay? All right, you're listening to Glenn Coble. This is Swap Shop. The number here, 740-383-9944. Now, as is our rule, we don't get a lot of calls here, obviously, especially in the middle of the winter or at the beginning of the winter. But what I like to do is have some sort of trivia available to talk to you about. Make sure that we can fill the full 45 minutes with something that will at least interest you to some degree. So we started this last week, and these are our holiday trivia questions, not just Christmas, but Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, all those sort of things. These are questions that are related to that, and it's just kind of fun, and we'll pass those along to you. Who was the first U.S. president to recognize Hanukkah in the White House? Who was the first U.S. president to recognize Hanukkah in the White House? Now, we don't give away prizes for this. I know some of the people on this station do that. I'm not good at that. I'm not sure what prizes we have available. So the answer to that was Jimmy Carter in 1979. Isn't that interesting? All the way back in 1979, Jimmy Carter recognized Hanukkah in the White House. Now, it doesn't say how he recognized it, but it was of note in the White House. Maybe he put up a menorah, or I don't know. We'll have to look into that. All right. True or false? Now, they have several true or false questions here. Well, I see they're only about three or four, but this one is a true or false. And okay, if you're listening with your wife or your husband, you can use this as a way to prove to your significant other how much smarter you are than they are. No, don't do that. I don't want to start a fight in a house. All right, true or false? You are supposed to light all the candles on the first night of Hanukkah. that, you know, there are nine. There are nine candles, and you're supposed to light them all. Is that true or false? Well, that's pretty obvious. That's false. Absolutely false. You light one every day, and it is beautiful to watch the menorah get filled up. And I'm pretty sure there are nine candles. I am not Jewish, so I don't have that as a background. However, I did go to Jewish school one day with Lillian Gerwitz and her brother, and I never can remember. Oh, Norman. Norman was his name. Norman and Lillian Gerwitz took me to Jewish school one Friday, I think it was, or maybe it was Saturday. And I learned a lot about the Jewish religion by having friends like Norman and Lillian Gerwitz. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1. We'll be glad to sell anything you got that you're trying to get rid of, as long as it doesn't require some sort of governmental registration or something along that line. You got, if you have like a, you know, a lot of people are trying to get rid of those apartment size refrigerators. If you have one of those, give us a call. We'll see if we can't put you together with somebody that needs one. You know, they got a kid going away to school come January, and they need to get one of those, what do they call them? Yeah, I guess apartment size or dorm size. That's it, dorm size refrigerators. Give us a call. What is the candle holder? Well, I already told you the answer to this. Well, no, I didn't. I didn't realize it had a different name. What is the candle holder for... that's because I was thinking of the wrong thing. What is the candle holder for Kwanzaa called? I didn't know they had a candle holder. But they have a candle holder for Kwanzaa. Now, if I recall correctly, let's see if I have the answer to this somewhere back when Kwanzaa was developed. Kwanzaa was developed in 1966, and the colors of Kwanzaa are... No, I don't have the colors of Kwanzaa, I'm sorry. But the event was started back in 1966. But anyway, what is the candle holder for Kwanzaa? What is that called? It's called a Kinara. K-I-N-A-R-A. Now, I haven't seen one of those. I'm going to have to look that up. You know, this show makes me get smarter and smarter every single week. Hey, if you have something that you're trying to get rid of, give us a call here at WWGH. It's 740-383-9944. I hope you had a good time the first 2 hours where we talked about gardening. It was great fun for me. I love gardening, and I'm not good at it, but I love it. We just brought in, let's see, 4 bags of Brussels sprouts. And I just found out from Marilyn, who came in and talked to us about gardens, I just found out that I was supposed to hang the whole plant up upside down in the basement, and then I could, the Brussels sprouts would get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so next year, that's what I'm going to do. We do have a lot of little tiny Brussels sprouts that we're going to eat, but they were up at the tip. You know, the big ones were down toward the bottom, but the little ones were up at the tip. And we had our first ones in dinner yesterday. No, the day before yesterday, and they were very good. I undercooked them. I need to make sure I put them in for the full 28 minutes instead of 20 minutes. so they were a little tough, but I'm going to do better on the next bunch. How much money do Americans spend, now this is on average, on holiday gifts per person? Now this is interesting. I would never have guessed this. I know we don't in our family. How much money do Americans spend on average on holiday gifts per person? It says on holiday gifts per person. I would never have guessed this. I'm sorry, I had to do a little cough there. About $1,000 per person. Can you believe that? I don't spend $1,000 per person. If I had to spend $1,000 per person, Christmas would cost me about $10,000. I didn't spend that much on my daughter's wedding. Okay. But that's what it says right here. This is according to Parade Magazine. Now I'm starting to understand why my son sends me a list with things on it that cost $300-$400. Apparently he thinks we are made of money. We always try to find the things that are closer to $10, $15, maybe $20. Now, we do send more than one of those, but I don't spend $1,000 on each one of my kids and grandkids. My wife and I spend zero on each other. We usually have a nice dinner on the 21st. Which is right before Christmas, because that's our anniversary. And so we call that kind of our Christmas anniversary dinner. And we spend, at least $30 on that. I don't know what we're going to do this year. We didn't go anywhere. Last year, we carried out because of COVID. And I think that's probably what we're going to do again this year. Okay, here's another true-false question. True or false, Kwanzaa is a religious holiday? Now, this is a good question, because I don't think a lot of people know much about Kwanzaa. And maybe next week, maybe I'll bring in facts about Kwanzaa so that we can get to know, our friends who are celebrating Kwanzaa. It'd be nice to know what they're celebrating. And I really can't honestly tell you I know much about Kwanzaa. But I do know that Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday. Kwanzaa it's a holiday of celebration of a culture, I believe. It would be more likely. But it is false that Kwanzaa is a religious holiday. It is not a religious holiday. That's good to know. Good to know. And I'm passing along all this information from Parade Magazine. And so don't blame me if I get any of these things wrong. I'm just taking what Parade Magazine gave me. Okay. Shoot. I dropped the wrong sheet of paper. Hang on one second. All right. Which department store was featured in the film Miracle on 34th Street? Now, if you don't know this, you're not my age. And I heard this morning Ted Williams, man with the golden voice, he said, he told Scott that was his favorite movie, Miracle on 34th Street. It is also my favorite Christmas movie. It's really close. I'd have to say it's a toss-up between that and It's a Wonderful Life. I love both of those, and I could watch It's a Wonderful Life anytime it came on the air, as well as Miracle on 34th Street. I think I like Miracle on 34th Street because I've been on 34th Street and looked around and kind of think I know where it is. But Miracle on 34th Street, what department store was it? Do you remember? You remember they got piles of letters to Santa Claus, and the postage people brought them and dumped them on the judge's stand to show that a lot of people believed in Santa Claus. Well, it's Macy's. Macy's is the department store that's featured on that, and it's really done well for Macy's being involved in that, I'm sure. I would venture to say that was as good a PR piece as most department stores have ever done. People love that show, and it was Macy's that was the organization, the department store that they talked about. Okay, let's go to the phone, see what we got here. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, was it Macy's?
Yeah, you got it. It was Macy's. I just announced that. You must have been in the middle of the 30-second delay.
No problem.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a generator for sale.
Good. Let's get that down. Generator. Okay.
It's portable, so you can have two rollers and a handle. It's 5,000 watt.
Oh, 5,000 watt. It's a pretty big one then.
Yeah.
Okay.
$250. It runs well.
Oh, that's a good price. I've been looking at generators. I want to get one of those little tiny ones just in case we get lights out, you know, at some time. But
right. Well, this one you can wheel if you want to take it out of the garage. It's got a handle and two rollers.
Okay. So you can wheel it around.
Right.
All right. Give me your phone number.
740.
Yep.
341.
37. Let me read this back to you. You have a portable generator. It's on wheels, so you can roll it around. It's a 5,000 watt generator. All you want is $250 for it. I assume it still runs, right?
Yes, it runs great.
Okay.
Gas.
And the
regular gas.
And the phone number is 740-341-3337. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll keep announcing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. That, again, a generator. I really would, and this is a good time of the year to get a generator, because you know the weather's not going to be perfect, and if we blow out our circuits, you're going to need something to fire up those lights again. But generator, it's a portable generator, 5,000 watt generator, which is a pretty good size generator. All it wants is $250 for it. Now I'm guessing you can get one of those new for pretty close to $1,000, I'm guessing, maybe more. And this one wheels around, so that makes it nice. 740-341-3337. Okay, we'll announce that again later. We also have a couple announcements here. If you're interested in getting a Christmas card back from WWGH, send a Christmas card to us at WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH. 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, 43302, and we'll send you back a Christmas card. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them on the wall already, so people are already sending them to us, and I bet we have more in the mail. Also, if you want to get in touch with Santa Claus, you can send a letter to, you can send your wish list to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, P.O. Box number 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Okay, and one last time on the generator. The gentleman has a portable generator that's on wheels, so you can move it around. They get pretty heavy. 5,000 watt, so it's a pretty good sized one. $250, and his phone number is 740-341-3337. All right, I hope you're having a great day. I'm having a good day. We had a great discussion this morning on gardening, and I did that on purpose. I did that because I wanted to feel spring-like, and it did. Dr. Coleman made me feel much more ready to get up and go because spring-like attitude she had about getting the plants in the ground. All right, I left something on, so you might have heard a little ringing going on there. That was my fault. I'm sorry about that. Got to make sure all my buttons are pushed at the right time and make sure they're pushed at the wrong time. All right. Let's continue on. Let's see what's our next question. What is the highest grossing Christmas movie? Oh my goodness, that's interesting. Now that was it was another movie that the Golden Voice loved. His number one movie was Miracle on 34th Street, but his number two movie in his favorites was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time, Home Alone. I loved that movie. I didn't like the sequels, but I did love Home Alone the very first time. I laughed. I think I may have caused myself a little embarrassment. I laughed so hard. if you watch it a second time, you start going, oh, that is kind of mean. But the first time, it's just downright funny. But I did think it was kind of mean of that little boy to do that. But anyway, I enjoyed watching it. I'm looking forward to watching it again this year. Do you have certain movies that you have to watch? I do. I have to watch It's a Wonderful Life. I have to watch Home Alone. I have to watch Elf. I don't know why. let's see if there's any others. Miracle on 34th Street. Those are the four that I pretty much have to, and I do like watching White Christmas. Now, I don't watch that every year, but most years I do get to see that with Bing Crosby and all the singing and the lovely ending to that show. I wish the whole world could be as lucky as they are. Which is more popular for gift purchasing, Black Friday or Cyber Monday? Well, I'd say Black Friday started before Cyber Monday started. And by the way, that is the answer. Black Friday is the more popular gift purchasing day. I don't do anything on either one of those days. I'm opposed to somebody telling me when I have to buy my Christmas presents. And I'm not so certain that you get that great a deal. Maybe there's some great deals, but there are only three of them, and some housewife's already beaten up everybody in her way to get to those. That's mean, wasn't it? I'm sorry. Shouldn't have said that. But I don't use either one of those days. My wife does most of our shopping. She always gives me a list, and she says, which ones of these do you think would be good for Andrew or Christopher or Amy or any of our grandkids? And I'll pick out, you know, we usually send each one of our grandkids and each one of our kids two or three, and I'll pick out the two or three that I think are the best ones, and then she'll make up her own mind. Most of the time, she doesn't pay much attention to what I say. All right, another true or false question here about holiday season. Excuse me. I'm getting a little verklempt. All right. True or false? Christmas originally began as a pagan holiday. True or false? Christmas originally began as a pagan holiday. I know a little bit about this. Having a father who was a minister, he told me this story. That is true. The Christians in the time of way back, when they wanted to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, they put it at a time that was a pagan holiday for the Romans so that they wouldn't get beaten up or killed or whatever the Romans wanted to do to the Christians. And so they could kind of celebrate and look like they were celebrating the Roman holiday. So it worked out well for them. And doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't celebrating it for the right purpose or whatever, but they did kind of tuck it into a Roman pagan holiday time so that they could celebrate and not be frightened for their lives. We have a few things that were on Swap Shop here. Well, number one, if you want to get a Christmas card from WWGH, send a Christmas card to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's the Christmas card to WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you want to get in touch with Santa Claus, his address is Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box number 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. We have a gentleman that's trying to sell a generator. It's a portable generator because it's got wheels on it, but it's a portable generator, 5,000 watt, which is a pretty hefty generator. He only wants $250 for it. That's a pretty darn good price. He says it works fine. 740-341-3337. That's portable generator, 740-341-3337. Let's see if we can't get rid of that for him. And we'll go back and do a little bit more trivia. We got about 14 more minutes till we're out of here. We had a great morning this morning talking about gardening on a day that's, what is the temperature? Let me look it up here. I'm going to find out what the temperature is right now, and I'm going to tell you why we should be talking about gardening. The temperature right now is, it's up to 37 degrees. We're getting hot. But we sure like talking about gardening when it gets that cold. All right. In the Christmas story, the gift of Magi, what does the wife sell in order to purchase a gift for her husband? This is a sad, I can't watch this movie. It's very sad at points. In the Christmas story, The Gift of the Magi, what does the wife sell in order to purchase a gift for her husband? And it's very ironic. Well, I'm going to let you watch it, and I'll let you figure it out yourself. She sells her hair, okay? And it's very important to her. You'll have to watch the movie to figure out why that works that way. Okay. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol? Okay. If you don't know this, you didn't go to school. Now, you should have been, or at least you should have been paying attention. The author of A Christmas Carol was Charles Dickens. That's another movie I watch many, many Christmases. I wouldn't say I watch it every Christmas. It's a little scary, depending on which one you watch. The one I watch, I can't remember who the actor is, but it's black and white, and it's a little scary, especially when the ghosts appear. Especially if you're a kid. When you're a kid and those ghosts appear, it's really quite traumatizing. But anyway, the author of that was Charles Dickens. And he was kind of had some scary stuff that he wrote, more than just that one. Excuse me. Got to clear the old voice box. It's getting a little verklempt, as they say on TV. All right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to Swap Shop. If you have something that you'd like to get rid of, give us a call. Well, here comes one right now. How about we just go to the phone? Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, you remember that movie Elf?
Oh, Elf?
Oh, yeah, Buddy the Elf.
Oh. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's my favorite Christmas movie.
It is? Oh, well, that's probably...
And then Bad Santa with, what's his name?
I've never seen Bad Santa.
Yeah, Bad Santa and Bad Santa 2. Y'all want them to.
Okay, I'm writing it down right now so I can pull it up.
But them two are pretty funny. You ought to watch that.
All right. Well, thanks for the info.
Yep, you'll have a good chuckle out of Bad Santa, though.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We'll make sure we watch.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bad Santa and Bad Santa 2. Now, wait a minute. I have never seen a sequel that I liked very much, but we're going to give it a try. I may only watch the first 15 minutes of Bad Santa 2, but I'm going to watch Bad Santa. He says it's funny. Never heard of it. I'm going to find it. And you know, anymore you can find just about anything on TV if you've got the patience. You know, you turn the TV on and you say, well, what do I watch? And you pop up the selection. There are 400 billion selections. I never can find what I want. We're going to find Bad Santa, though. I know how to search. But when they give you all those choices, how do you do that? I don't know. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. Let's go back and mention what we got going on. We have, if you want to get a Christmas card for yourself or your little guy or little girl, send your card to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And something I didn't mention, but I should have, if you want a card back, you've got to put your return address on it. So make sure you put your return address on it, and we'll get you a card back. So your kids can have a little Christmas card of their very own. If you want to get in touch with Santa Claus, send a card to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. It's Santa Claus, P.O. Box number 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And he will respond as well. And I hope you get something really good for Christmas. We have a gentleman trying to get rid of a generator. It's a portable generator. It's on wheels, so you can roll it around. It'd have to be, because it's a 5,000-watt generator. It's not going to be light. But it's a 5,000-watt generator. He only wants $250, and believe me, that's a steal. That's a good price for that. Call him at 740-341-3337. Now, this is a great time to have a generator with, you know, if the ice forms on those electric wires, you may need a generator sooner than you expect. Okay, that's a portable generator on wheels, 5,000 water, 250, it wheels around, 740-341-3337. All right. You're listening to Glenn Coble. This is Swap Shop. We'll read all those. We'll read those things one more time before show is over. And if you have something you want to sell, make sure you contact us at. I have to hit the right button. Make sure you contact us here and tell us what you want and give us your phone number and maybe we can sell it for you. Okay, what you want or what you want to get rid of. How many reindeer were in the story 'Twas the Night Before Christmas? Do you know the answer to this? This is one I don't know the answer to. I'm going to have to look it up. Oh, okay, I see the answer. Now, the reason why this is a little tricky is because Rudolph was not in the story 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Did you know that? I didn't realize that. And because Rudolph was not in the story, there were only 8 reindeer, not 9. Rudolph made it 9. Okay. Pretty interesting. 8 reindeer. Can you name them all? They don't have that here. And I'm not going to try to remember. My brain is too small and too tired. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you might not want to watch the Bad Santa, because he's an alcoholic. Especially Gordon. He's an alcoholic, the language, and there's some sex in it. I don't think y'all like that kind of show, do you?
Well, I'm going to keep my answer to that to myself.
All right. But yeah, I've seen this. He's an alcoholic Santa. He's his little midget elf.
Well, I feel sorry for an alcoholic Santa, but yeah. The sex I'm not so bad about.
Okay. All right, man.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, we have a strange crowd that listens to this show. they don't want to be confused by too many articles that we're trying to sell. They want to have a good time. What made Frosty the Snowman come to life? Oh, this is very simple. If you don't know this, you don't live in America. what Frosty the Snowman had to have to come to life? He had a fancy hat. He had that black hat he put on his head, and the one thing I don't like about that is when Burl Ives sings that. I'm not a big Burl Ives singer fan. I like Burl Ives, but I'm not a big fan of him singing. All right. What country was the original St. Nicholas from? Now, this is an interesting question. What country was the original St. Nicholas from? They ended the question in a preposition, so they just lost 4 points from Dr. Bowman, my former English professor. Well, St. Nicholas was from Turkey. Interesting, huh? I didn't know that. It's good to know. I'm going to tell my wife that today. She won't know the answer to that either. All right, let's get back to what we do have for sale and what we have to tell you about. If you have little guys and little girls that want a Santa Claus response, have them send a card to, and now make sure you put your return address on all of this, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1. Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. If you want to get a Christmas card from us, it's pretty simple. Send your card to us at WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure to put your return address on that so that we can send you back a card. We've got several up on the wall already, and we'd love to have more. We'd like to fill the wall with it. We got 9, I think I counted, and I think I see 2 more in the mail that we haven't put up yet. So thank you, and please send more. Now, we have a gentleman that is trying to get rid of a generator, and this is a pretty good-sized portable generator. It's on wheels, so you can tote it around. It's a 5,000-watt generator for only $250. Only $250. $250, not $2.50. $250, which is a darn good price for that big a portable generator. Good time of the year to have one. Call him at 740-341-3337. That's a portable generator on wheels, 5,000 watt for $250, 740-341-3337. Did I say enough threes there? 3337. 740-341-3337. The threes are getting me messed up here. All right, we are down to the last minute, so I'm not going to take any more phone calls. I'll read you one more, maybe two more trivia things. And thanks for calling into Swap Shop. And we'll try and get rid of that portable generator, 740-341-3337. What were Frosty the Snowman's first words? Now, I had no idea. But his first words were, "Happy birthday." My. Happy birthday, his own birthday. That's what Frosty the Snowman's first words were. Okay, one last one just before we go off the air. How many days are of Hanukkah are there? There are 8 days of Hanukkah, and I hope you have a wonderful Hanukkah, or have, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas season, and thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Coble. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the holidays. For legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers and Scott Spears having some holiday fun on air.
What we're going to do, I have the number for Claxton.
I was hoping.
We're going to figure this out right now, Charlie. We're going to go to the telephones.
All right.
Get to the bottom of this. Let's see what we can figure out. Claxton, Georgia.
Exactly. 90 million a year.
Maybe the company's out of business, I pray. Here we go. Claxton, Georgia, the Claxton Fruitcake Company. Oh, is this Claxton?
This is Claxton, yes.
Yes, is this the place where they make the fruitcakes?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you. Thank you. We're up here in Ohio, and this year we have not been able to find any Claxton fruitcakes. Is there a shortage this year?
No. We still have it distributed just about anywhere you can think of.
Is that right? How many Claxton fruitcakes go out every year?
We ship about 5 million pounds.
Oh, 5 million pounds. Wow.
Yes,
well, we're up here in Marion, Ohio, and we usually see them in banks and grocery stores and places like that. Have not seen a Claxton this year.
Yeah, for them, normally you're going to find them in a retail outlet.
Oh, they're in the retail stores?
Like Sam's Club and Walmart and Kroger, Philo.
How many people work in the Claxton plant down there?
We have about 100 that work this time of year.
100 people. Now, is there much call for fruitcake the other 11 months of the year?
Not as much as there is now, but we do make it year-round.
But you make, boy, that many fruitcakes. Wow. What is the cost of a Claxton this year, or do the retailers set that price?
Okay, if we ship it to you, it's the 2-pound smaller size we sell, and it's $22.95.
Wow.
And then we have a 3 1-pound that's $30.95. And then a 5-pound is $40.95.
Well, that's very interesting. So so does a fruitcake weigh 2 pounds?
That's right, Doug.
Wow. So 2 pounds, and you make how many pounds every year?
We make about 5 million pounds.
5 million pounds, and each fruitcake is 2 pounds. Well, that's
no,
right.
We have 1 pound. We have 1 pound, 2 pound, 3 ones, and 5 ones. The biggest loaf cake is a 2 pound, though.
How is it down in Claxton? I never heard of Claxton, Georgia. Is the fruitcake named after Claxton, Georgia?
It's Claxton, Georgia. That's right.
Yeah. Well, what's it like down there in Claxton? Is there any other big attractions besides the fruitcake?
Oh, yeah. Savannah.
Oh, you're close to Savannah?
Oh, about 50 miles, yep.
Wow. How big is the fruitcake factory down there?
About a block.
A block? Wow. Well, hey, well, what's your name, sir?
My name is Rufus Long.
Well, I tell you, how long you been with Claxton?
57 years.
57 years?
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Do you like fruitcake?
Yeah, I eat it occasionally.
I bet after 57 years, you're a little wore out on it there.
I still eat it.
Well, I tell you, Rufus, I can't thank you enough for helping us out here this morning. Have a great time and a Merry Christmas down there in Claxton, Georgia.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rufus. Bye-bye. Well, there you go.
That was great. That was super, Scott.
Well, tell you, we get to the bottom of it here.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Wow.
He's been with the company. God, Charlie, he's worked long as you have.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine 57 years in the Claxton?
WWGH Radio, the place for holiday fun.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship. I am the host of the Pastor's Spot here at the radio station. We are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday at 3 o'clock and also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Also, at 12:15 on Sunday mornings, we have the message from Community Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also, we'd like to let you know that we invite you and would love to have you come to the church. We are a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that is very, very much focused on outreach and reaching outside of the church and loving those around us. Our service times are at 10:30 on Sunday